You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, episode 18. And today we're talking about what do you thirst for? That's right. Big question. What do you thirst for, my dear? Do you know what it is that you thirst for? Do you know what it is that you desire? You know, each week I'm privileged and honored to coach people from all over the world in my individual one-on-one and my group coaching programs and my sisterhood. And I ask the question of everyone all the time. Prior to meeting or prior to actually coaching anyone or not, I have to find out, what is it that you desire? And a lot of times people will say immediately, I don't know, or they'll give me a blank stare, or they'll start to kind of like, I hear this and I look them in the eye and I say, first of all, I want to encourage you. You do know what it is that you desire. It may not be conscious yet, but it's in you. So if you today, my dear, are saying the same thing as you're sitting there and you're thinking, I'm not exactly sure what I thirst for. Well, then I'm going to tell you and remind you that you may not know consciously, but it's in you. Just like we thirst for water, like your desire, the true desires of your heart that lead and guide you to you living the life that you were designed to live, the truth about you, the full expression of the essence of who you are, that's in you. That's as vital to your life as breathing, as drinking water, as sleeping. I mean, really, seriously. And people don't realize that. They think, oh, it's no big deal. You know, my purpose, I'm not sure what my purpose is. Well, your purpose is to be you. So if you're looking for some big magical, you know, mysterious purpose, your purpose is to be you, fully expressed. What does that look like for you? And instead, a lot of times what we're doing is we're trying to find the answer on the outside and we're toiling over this thing and we're not even recognizing that, like, it's in us. It's natural. It's whether or not you're actually allowing yourself to thirst for it and then to actually receive what it is that you're thirsting for. You know, oftentimes what will happen, I find, is that people will, they'll look for substitutes or counterfeits or alternatives because they don't really either know what they desire or they have an idea or even a knowing of what they desire, but for some reason they end up, like I said, substituting, using counterfeits, alternatives, and I believe it has a lot to do with what we talked about yesterday in episode 17. When the question was, do you feel whole? If you haven't listened to that, go back. I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 17, Do You Feel Whole? Because if we do not receive our wholeness, and we do that by first recognizing it, if we are sitting here saying, okay, I am not whole, then what's the first thing we're going to do? We're going to go out looking for that missing piece of the puzzle. We're going to go out looking for that, you know, that romantic someone or, you know, that perfect job or that perfect person, perfect. I mean, all of this trying to fit into this piece that we feel is missing. But what if you could recognize right now that you are not missing anything, that you are fully something and put your attention there and focus on discovering her and romancing her and understanding and knowing her. And when you do, my dear, then you will see that, you know what? Your purpose is simply being her. And I say simply, but yet profoundly. Profoundly being her. What if you didn't have to try to be anyone else anymore? And you didn't have to try to, you know, substitute your thirst for water with something that was actually causing more thirst. You see what I'm saying? Like, you could live a satisfied, fulfilled life that literally would begin to expand the moment that your needs, which is to have your thirst quenched each and every day, if you had that taken care of, it would also take care of you. I've said this for so many years. It's like, it's one thing I want that my desire is that everybody would love their lives, you know, that you would love your life and your life work. Okay. That you would love your life and your life's work, but you'll know because it will love you back. That's a fact. If you are truly loving your life and your life's work well, it will love you back. And so often we're drinking something we think we're thirsty for, and it's causing us to actually thirst more, and not in a good way, not in a like love you back sort of way. But when you get that love you back sort of way, it's like you can't get enough of what it is that you're drinking, and you continue to sip on it here every single day. You know, it's incredible. So whatever it is that you desire, whether you know it consciously right now or not, what you desire, when you start to focus on that and you start to sip on that, everything will change. Because you will be able to actually be expressed in your life fully. And your life will express you and love you back. So people will come to me and they're like, okay, so even if they say, yeah, I know what I desire, it's this. But for some reason, I haven't been focused on it. Well, the truth is if you're in that camp of like, I'm not really focused, I get distracted easily, I don't even know where to focus. Well, that's the key. It's not that you're not focused. We're all extremely focused. It's just whether or not we're focusing on what it is we desire. Does that make sense? Are you hearing me as I speak today? Because this could be the turning point in your life. I'm telling you, my friend, if you begin to focus on the truth about you, uncovering and discovering that, beginning to romance it, and actually begin to pursue her, the heart and soul of who you are, and you recognize and receive your wholeness, all of a sudden it's like your focus is your life. And not the life that you do not desire, but the life that you do desire. Because oftentimes, you know, patients or coaching clients will come to me, and the first thing they say to me is what they, you know, they start telling me what they don't want. When I ask what it is that they desire, they'll either say, I don't know, or they'll begin telling me what they don't want. Well, I don't want this, and I don't want that. I don't want him to think this. I don't want her to think that. I don't want them to think this about me, and all these don'ts. And I stop and I say, all right, I understand what you don't want, but how's that working for you? Because the truth is, if you're focusing on what you don't want, you're going to get more of it. So the question is, are you actually experiencing what you desire? And they'll say no. And I'll say, all right, then let's start with focusing on what you desire, not what you don't desire. And let's focus on that and begin to build and create that. Sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? Yeah, it's very simple. But is it always easy? No. Because we get our minds and our hearts on so many different things. If we get back to the heart of the matter, if you, my dear, get back to the heart of the matter of your life right here, right now, and you begin to focus on what it is that you do desire, and you begin to thirst and actually quench your thirst with that and that alone, you will be not only satisfied, but you will be fulfilled. Your life will be full. You will be filled. And you will be able to express out of the overflow that is within you. Imagine what that would look like in your life. So this is your sacred soul date journal entry for today, your sacred soul step. Grab your journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and your soul step for today, this very sacred soul step, is to sit down and begin to write down what it is that you thirst for. What is it that you desire? And even if you're like, I don't know what I desire, start writing it. Start writing what you think you don't know. Because sometimes when we put our pen to the paper, it actually gives our soul an opportunity to speak. And she will speak to you, my dear. And you begin to write. And you begin to write. And then you start to say, yep, that's it. That's what I thirst for. And stop substituting anything else in its spot? Is it possible that you could be standing right now next to an ocean of pristine, refreshing, cool water, and the whole time you're saying, I'm thirsting for water, but you don't even recognize that you are standing right next to, and in fact, you are standing in a pool of refreshing, pristine water? I'll never forget the day that I realized I was living my dreams, and I had been living my dreams for a while, and I didn't even recognize it. And it was because my dreams were always projected into the future. And so that was an unconscious belief that I had, that it was always out there somewhere. And then one day I woke up and I said, wow, it's here. I'm in my future. What I had been creating for so long, I had entered into it, but I didn't even recognize it. I will tell you, there is no greater feeling than recognizing and receiving the true essence of who you are and celebrating that, loving your life and your life's work, and being able to receive that, it loving you back. The reception of the love that will come back to you, that is your life. So take your sacred soul date journal, write this stuff out, and make a commitment today to recognize and receive the truth about your desires. And I would absolutely love to hear from you. I would love to know what you discovered. I would love to know what you're expressing in your life today. And I would love, love, love to hear from you. So come on over to womensippingonlife.com, or you can also go to iTunes and or Stitcher and subscribe so that we can sip on life together each and every day. And again, I am beyond grateful for this time that you've invested in your life today, but also that you're sharing with me in my desire, which is to make a humongous difference on planet Earth by teaching the heart and the souls of women around the globe how to truly sip on life. Because you, my dear, could be the solution that you seek. And I believe that you are. Thank you again for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life, and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.